Tales from the House of Benicula, Invasion of the Mindswappers from Asteroid 6. Dear Howie Monroe, I am in receipt of the manuscript of your book, It Came From Beneath the Bed. I found the tale gripping and would be honored if you would allow me to publish it. However, I believe it would work best as part of a series. Please send me another book as soon as possible. When I have received it, I will send you a contract and a check. Sincerely yours, the editor. Howie's Writing Journal. Wow! Uncle Harold sent my first book, It Came From Beneath the Bed, to his editor, and he's going to publish it. Now I'm not just a writer, I'm an author. The only problem is I have to write another book. Writing one book was fun, but having to write another one sounds like work. What if I used up all my ideas on the first book? What if I never have another idea again? Ever? Wait a minute. I can't give up before I even start. Let's see. The first book was called It Came From Beneath the Bed. So maybe I can call the second one It Came From Behind the Refrigerator. Or It Came From Inside the Garbage Can. Or It Came From Around the Corner of the Woodshed When the Moon Was Full and the Zombies Howled. Good one. Or I'm getting a headache. It came from too much thinking. Who am I kidding? I'm not an author. I'm just a lovable, adorable, smart, and talented wire-haired dachshund puppy who got lucky. What if I were an author, though? I mean, like a person author. What would it be like to be someone other than me? What if I could be turned into someone else? But why? Why would somebody want to turn me into anything other than the lovable, adorable, smart, and talented wire-haired dachshund puppy that I am? Uncle Harold, who has written a whole bunch of books, says the best way to make a story happen is by asking lots of questions. So, okay, what if there was somebody who wanted to turn cute little puppies and other people into something else? And what if whoever it was came from someplace really far away, like Cleveland or Mars? That's it. I know what my next book will be. Who says writing is hard? Invasion of the Mindswappers from Asteroid 6 by Howie Monroe. Chapter 1. A Sunny Day. It was a sunny day in the peaceful little village of Centerville. Howie, a lovable, adorable, smart, and talented wire-haired dachshund puppy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?